Scott County Park for day camp day three. And so I'm here with Cameron Dobreiner. And Cameron is a bear and Pack 203 up in Long Grove. So Cameron, do you go to Alan Shepard?
Yes.
Alan Shepard, so you're in third grade?
Yep.
Rock and roll, do you like Alan Shepard?
Yes.
What's your favorite part?
Reading.
Reading? You like reading? I'm a big reader too. What's your favorite book?
Or
do you have a book series that you like?
Green Eggs and Ham.
Green Eggs and Ham? Well, did you know that there's only 50 different words in Green Eggs and Ham?
No.
Well, now you do. Now you can stop your teacher. Oh, hey, so Cameron, what have you done in day camp today? A busy day, huh? Well, here, grab with us. What have you done the last couple days?
BB guns, archery.
Did you do a woodcraft?
Yes.
What did you make?
A decoder.
A decoder. Wow. So what are you decoding with it?
I don't know.
You don't know? You know what you could do now? You could write secret messages to your friends and have them use the decoder to figure out what you're saying. Your parents wouldn't be able to read it. Sound like fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So what are some other things you hope to do at day camp this week?
Do BB guns again.
You want to do BB guns again? What are you doing this afternoon?
Going swimming.
Going swimming. So you're going swimming. Do you like to swim?
Yep.
Are you good at swimming?
Yep.
Well, rock and roll. So now, what are your parents' names?
Carrie and Craig.
And Craig. And now your mom is your den leader, right?
Yep.
And so what are some things that you do in your den in Cub Scouts?
We go on hikes. Sometimes we... one time we learned to fold the flag. And one time we picked up trash around Alan Shepard.
Yeah. So what are some other things that you've done in Boy Scouts or in Cub Scouts?
We've done,
Did you do Power Derby?
Yep.
How's your car do?
Good.
Good? Do you guys do other service projects? What do you do something at the Strawberry Festival?
Yep.
What do you guys do at the Strawberry Festival?
We run races.
You run races? You run races. So you, like, run in races. What's the longest race you've run?
Well, this year this is my first time running in the mile.
You're going to run the mile? Wow. And that's this coming weekend, right? That's Saturday or Sunday? You know, I run races.
Sunday.
That's a Sunday?
Uh-huh.
And you're running the mile, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that one's just for kids. I think the only races at Strawberry Festival are for kids. But, you know, I like to run races. I run races almost every weekend. So do you think that that's crazy or do you think that's a cool thing?
Cool.
Anything that's cool? Now, mine are usually like 3 miles, but it's good to start at a mile. I'm always happy when I can run a mile. Like, every time I run 3 miles, I'm still amazed by the fact that I did it. So, well, Cameron, what are some other things that you like to do outside of Scouts?
Swimming.
Yeah?
BB guns, archery.
Do you play any sports?
Yeah.
What do you play?
Baseball, football, soccer, golf.
Golf? You golf?
Sometimes.
Wow. Oh, yeah, you guys live over where they call golf course, don't you? What do you do in baseball? What team are you on?
Cardinals.
Cardinals? Are you a big Cardinals fan? Rock and roll. I like the Cardinals.
I'm bigger than my dad.
You're bigger than your dad in being a Cardinals fan? Let's ask your dad and see if he agrees.
He's probably not going to.
How about this? I have a story. So I like the Cardinals, and I went down to a Cardinals game, and it would have been the summer, probably 2007. And you know who Barry Bonds is? Barry Bonds was a home run hitter for the San Francisco Giants. And that summer, he was going for the world record for home run hits in a career. I think he was going for like 800. And I was down at a Cardinals game. We were sitting on the first baseline. Albert Pujols was first baseman at the time. And we were down in St. Louis watching, and they were playing the Giants and Barry Bonds. So I was telling Ian the story of being at the Cardinals game, and he goes, oh, 4th of July weekend, 2007? And I go, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I was at that game. And you know Ian. And he goes, yeah, I was at that game too. So Ian and I were at the same Cardinals game. We didn't know each other at the time, but we were at the same game. So what are other sports that you were saying? Football?
Yeah.
What's your favorite football team?
I'm the Broncos.
The what?
Broncos.
Denver Broncos. And then you said golf. And anything else that you play? Basketball?
Yeah.
Do you play deck hockey?
Nope.
No?
My friend does.
Your friend does? Well, Cameron, what are some other things? Okay, so you're a Bear. You got a lot of time to go in scouting still. What are some things that you want to do in scouting?
Go miniature golfing.
You want to go miniature golfing? Or rock and roll? Do you want to keep in scouting and be a Boy Scout?
Yeah.
Be an Eagle Scout? Rock and roll. Well, you'll get there someday. Well, I'm going to ask you three questions. Okay, and our first question is, what is your favorite current TV show?
Jake.
What?
Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
Jake and the Neverland Pirates. I don't know the show.
It's a good show.
And it's Neverland is in Peter Pan. So is Peter Pan on the show? And Captain Hook? Mr. Smee? And is this on Disney Channel? So it's a cartoon? And it's, oh, so is it like a cartoon Peter Pan, like the old movie?
It's like newer.
But it's the characters from the movie.
Yes, the same ones. Only
so where does Jake come into play? Was he a lost boy?
No.
He's just new?
Wait, Peter Pan leaves Neverland, and he leaves it in the care of Jake and his friends. Izzy and Cubby and...
Scully.
Scully, that's right.
So where's Peter Pan?
He comes back to visit.
And Peter Pan returns.
Yeah.
And Peter Pan returns, he loses his shadow.
That's right.
Wow. I didn't know this existed. Ian probably does. I bet Ellie and Owen watch this show. Okay. Well, then, what do you want to be when you grow up?
A police.
A police officer?
Mm-hmm.
So, is that because we just watched a police officer talk about all the cool things he gets to do?
Nope.
Why do you want to be a police officer?
Because police get a ride in really cool cars.
They get the cool cars, yeah. So if you were a police officer, would you want to have a dog?
Yeah.
What would you name your dog?
Spots.
Spots?
If he has spots.
If he has spots? What if he doesn't have spots? That's a tough question. Here, you know, when I was in kindergarten, we got to name the Clinton police dog Sherlock. Sherlock was his name.
Buddy!
Buddy? That'd be a good dog name. Spots and Buddy. Well, rock and roll. So, police officer. Well, you know what? Someday you'll get to be a police officer. It'll be pretty cool. Okay, so, if you could meet anybody, they could be alive, dead, fictional, like made up. If you meet anybody, who would you meet and what would you eat with them? So who would you meet and what would you eat with them?
Captain America!
Captain America?
Awesome.
What would you have with him?
Pizza!
Pizza? That's a good American food to eat with Captain America. So have you seen the Captain America movies?
Yep.
Which one's your favorite one? One or two?
Captain America the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite Marvel movie. But I like Captain America in the Avengers and in the Avengers 2 as well. I think that I like the way that Chris Evans plays that character.
There's a show about all the superheroes.
Is it Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No.
Oh, is it Avengers?
Yeah.
On Disney Channel?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't have that Disney Channel because I think it's on the other one.
It is.
But, I've heard really good things about that show. So do you watch that? And Falcon's on that show, right?
Mm-hmm.
I read Captain America comics, and I always have liked, before Falcon was in the Winter Soldier movie, I always liked it when Cap and Falcon teamed up. And so I know that Falcon's going to keep being in these movies. So I'm pretty excited about that. So, well, Cameron, we got to get you down to the swimming party, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
So, where I know Cameron said that he would podcast with us, but he wants to make sure he's not late for swimming.
That's right.
So we're going to get Cameron down to swimming, and Cameron, we'll see you the rest of the week. And I'm really glad that you're on with us today. So thank you.